Aleluya. Aleluya. Praise God. Aleluya. How's everyone doing today? Good? Okay. Yeah, it is a beautiful day. Yeah, amen. Praise God. Yeah, it's beautiful out there. So enjoy it. Enjoy it. Because this weather over here sometimes is crazy, right? It changed too drastically. So enjoy this beautiful weather today and have fun always, please. Okay, are we ready? Okay. Hallelujah. Okay, let's pray. Oh, but before, Jeanette says hi to everyone. I'm hoping she's watching us right now. I'm hoping. If not, she's in trouble. My wife is traveling right now, just she's not with us today. Yeah, sure. Say Jeanette, hi. Hey. So right now she's traveling. She will be back on Tuesday. So she's supposed to be here with us on Wednesday on the prayer meeting. Amen. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for always this blessing of being here today, to being all here together as a great community of Christ that we are. And we praise you and we worship you every single second of our life. So we ask you, God, to be you speaking to the church like always. Be you talking to the church. I'm with a humble heart. I'm asking you, God, please remove me out of the picture. Remove all the my own knowledge or understanding of things, and be you. Be you talking to the church. We want to share just your scripture and just go over your scripture to be blessed and transformed by your scripture in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for this time and opportunity. We worship you and we praise you in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. Amen. Okay. So today, I'd like to start a new series. God has been putting on my heart a topic that it was maybe around that week of the last week, Holy Week, if we can call it Holy Week, right? It's supposed to be every single day. And I know that sometimes the society just like create this week just because that event happened, but that event is supposed to happen, I think, every single day of our life. And we should be enjoying it and praise about that every single second of our life. Not just 1 week or one day because of that celebration. Yeah, we will celebrate it. And but anyway, we're supposed to do it every second. I believe so. That's me. That's my heart. Because I love God. I love Jesus. I love what he did in my life. And it's a great blessing to be in his presence. So that's why I think it's supposed to be every second. Every second, every step in our life, every thought, everything that we're seeing, doing, talking, anything, everything is supposed to be to praise his name, to praise his life. In the name of Jesus Christ, always, everything do it and happening in our life. Okay, so God talked to my heart about this topic, and I hope it's going to be a great blessing to you guys also. I think it's going to be a blessing for me. And I take it, and I know for sure it's going to be transforming my mind, my heart, and my whole life. So I'm just going to share to you guys that, and hopefully also the same thing. If you want to take it, take it. Own it. Get accountability of that, and boom, do it. So that way it can be a blessing to you. So today I'm going to start a series named Why Me? Why me? So that's the name of the series that I want to start from today. And why me is kind of a question that we always ask in our life. But always, or mainly, we're thinking more negatively way. Why me going through this struggle? Why me going through these situations and problems? Why me I have to go through this sickness in my life? But I want to share with you guys some scriptures that is not just going to be from the point of view of negative stuff or maybe situations or circumstances or struggles. I want also you to think about us, why me as a blessing, like why you bless me, why I am in this position right now that you're putting me, why I am the owner of this business, why I am the manager of this place, why I am a father with 2, 1, 3, 4, 5 kids when other people, they cannot have kids, why I have a roof, why other people don't have a roof, why I have food and other people, they don't have food. So I want you to consider those things in your life. Not just the struggles, everything. And I believe, I don't know you, but for me, at least, I think that's something that we're asking every single day. Why? Why am I a manager? Why am I a husband? Why I'm a son? Why I am a leader? Why I'm doing this? Why I'm going through this sickness? Why I'm going through this struggle right now? Why? So many whys. But again, I hope this is going to be a great blessing for you, for me. I know it's going to be amazing. So I want to open it with Ephesians. This topic is kind of controversy. I'm going to try to explain it the best that I can. Hopefully, church, you can understand me with my Spanglish, right? Let's try. Ephesians 1, verse 3. Hallelujah. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ, for he chose us. Thank you. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. 11. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believe, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. The first point that I want to share with you guys today, it is holy and blameless. Because according to scripture here, verse 4, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless. And I know this is kind of a controversial topic because some people think about the predestination, something that it was already before the creation, according to scripture, but then people think that God have an election of people. I'm going to share what I believe it says over here, sorry. And you don't have to take it. You just maybe can go home, study it, learn more about it, and hopefully God revealed to you what is the real truth of this scripture. But again, this one is a fine, thin line that we need to be careful. So I'm going to do my best to explain this from the point of view of going through the scripture step by step. Number one, holy and blameless. So according to scripture, he shows you to be holy and blameless. When we go to the beginning, like always, the creation, God already established something over there. And he talked to Adam, and he said, you can do everything here. If you like to eat from all the trees, you can. But for that one, don't do anything, because surely you will die. Kind of a guidance, kind of an instruction, kind of a principle, saying, don't take anything from this one. Don't eat it, because otherwise you will die. And then it's kind of a different point of view of not just being an instruction. It's kind of a determination from God. Predestination is meaning determine something beforehand. So God already determined something. He already says something beforehand, before it happened. So people, sometimes we get confused and say, well, it's kind of like a guideline. So maybe a rules or instruction. Maybe it is something. But it's kind of a determination from God saying, don't take it, don't eat it, otherwise you will die. Simple destination, right? A determination. If you take it, you will die. But it's not saying a specific election of people. There's some scriptures that will explain more about our spirit. You and I, we have a spirit inside of us. We have a soul, according to scripture. And then we have the body. The spirit that we have is from God. Ecclesiastes, it says that when we die, the spirit goes back to God, according to the scripture, because it's from him. Is his own spirit, so he will take it back. So, the confusion may be that we can consider, it is the, sometimes we have in our mindset saying, well, if it's predestination and God already have an election of people, so that means my spirit, it was already being created beforehand, and he already say, you, you're going to be safe. You're going downstairs, you're going down, and you're not going to be safe. And that's the part that we need to be careful. Because the spirit that we have is being created by God, and is being already blessed by God. To be in relationship with him. But he already determined some things. He determined some things from the beginning of the creation. And until today, we know what is those things, and we will share more about it. But the one of them, it says, to be holy and blameless. Hallelujah. And right now, you and me, we're our own strength. We cannot be holy and blameless. The only way that we can reach that is through Jesus Christ. Because he's the only one created before him. He's the Son of God. The Spirit of God, it was inside of Jesus, and it was created beforehand. And that one get inside of Jesus Christ and help Jesus Christ to continue moving forward with the will and purpose of God. However, we know that all the human beings, with all the different spirits that we have inside of us, we decide some things. And that's the part that the people, we get confused sometimes. Because the predestination can say, well, but then we don't have a free will. We are just like marionettes. I can use that word. Marionettes from God. So God is doing everything, so there's no like purpose, there's no will. It's just whatever he wants. So then, will he receive really the glory and praise from us, from our own hearts? Or is him creating everything? Sorry, I'm challenging you with a lot of questions here. But again, go home, study more, but I'm going to share just with you guys those things. According to Scripture, when we go to Peter 2, 9 and 10, it says, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, please, let's read this one carefully. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Wait a second. So we cannot talk about that there was a spirit in heaven and he was selecting you, and you because you are chosen, but you here in heaven, you are not chosen, but you are here. Wait a second. What's going on over here? Exodus 19:5. Now if you obey me, this is the Lord talking, fully, and keep my covenant, then out of all nations, you will be my treasured possession. Also, the whole earth is mine. You will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites. God is talking to our life and saying, I create you, I form you from the beginning. Adam was not in heaven. He was created and formed from God. And then now he have a soul and a spirit. And then God give a destiny to him, saying, if you grab from this tree, you surely die. That's the destiny. So we do have a free will. We do have a decision to make in our life here on earth and saying, I will not follow Jesus Christ. You already know your destiny. Right? Now, if I decide to follow Jesus Christ, you already know your destiny. Hallelujah. Let's go to that scripture, Ephesians. Again, let's go slowly over here. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight, in love. He predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. What it says, through Jesus Christ. So in other words, I don't know how you're taking it, but I think it says over here, everyone through Jesus Christ will be holy and blameless. Because he's the one that already showed that we can be holy and blameless. He's the only one that he did that. So through him, I can be holy and blameless in the eyes of God. That's my predestination. That's the predestination that I believe God he was talking to our life, saying, from the beginning of my creation, I already know what's going to happen. I'm going to predestine all the people that believe in Jesus Christ with these blessings. the ones that they don't want to believe in Jesus Christ, they already have their destiny also. And I'm going to say everything. You can decide what you want. Because bringing that to the life of God, it will be more praiseful to Him, because it's coming from your heart, from your decision, instead of Him controlling everything. So, holy and blameless that you and I, we can be, is through Jesus Christ. The second point that I want to share with you guys today, it is in Ephesians right now, and it is in verse 5. He predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with His pleasure and will. His pleasure and will is the second point that I want to share with you guys today. To the praise of His glorious grace, which He has freely given us in the one He loves. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. Bless you. 1 Corinthians. Let's go to chapter 2. Please go and read everything, but I'm just going to focus right now in verse 6, 7, 8, 9, around there. It says, we do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age, or of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. Nothing. No, we declare God's wisdom, a mystery that has been hidden, and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love Him, these are the things God has revealed to us by the Spirit. And then it keeps talking and saying that the Spirit is the only one that it can search the heart and the mind of the person. I don't know what you have in your mind and your heart, but your spirit knows that. My spirit knows what I have in my heart and my mind. The same thing with the Holy Spirit, according to the scripture here. It says that the Holy Spirit knows the heart and mind of God. And that's the one that it was in Jesus Christ and also in you and me right now. And He's helping us to understand His will, His pleasure, which He's already predestined in our life. It's already predetermined by Him if we decide to follow His pleasure and will. Holy Spirit is the one that it can help us. That's the only one. And that will give you that support. And that's why people in the gospel, you can see that people were amazed with Jesus Christ. Because they were saying, like, from which authority this guy is doing these things? From where he's doing all these miracles? From how and where he's talking and speaking the way that he's speaking? And we can see that, for example, in Matthew 7, 28, 29, and when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at His teaching. Luke 2, 46, 47, after 3 days, they found Him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard Him were amazed at His understanding. 12 years old, guys, church, 12 years old. The scholars, the theologians, they were like, whoa. Luke 4:22, all spoke well of Him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from His lips. Jesus Christ talking. John 7:46, the officers answered, no one ever spoke like this man. Mark 1:22, the people were amazed at His teaching because the thought them, or He taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law, because he was doing the pleasure and will of his Father. The Spirit of the Lord, of God, it was in him. The Spirit of God is with you and with me. And we have that authority to bless other people, to teach also other people the blessings that God is doing in your life. Don't waste that time and opportunity. Teach them, show them what is the great mercy of the Lord in your life, so they can also be blessed and transformed and be saved. One of the things that also we keep learning is Romans 8:28-39. You know this scripture. This is famous, right? Romans 8:28. And the same thing. You can go over there and study 8:28-39, but I'm not going to read everything. Hallelujah. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of who? Hallelujah. That he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. What then? I love this one. Come on. This one, you need to live in this one every single day. Shall we say, in response to these things, if God is for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Nothing. Sickness, according to scripture, food or hunger or anything, nothing can be against that love of Jesus Christ. Because God already predestined something through Jesus Christ in your life. And that's when you and me, we can ask that question, why me? Why me? He already predestined me to be conformed his son, holy, blameless, doing his pleasure and his will. Hallelujah. Isaiah 46, verse 8. Remember this. Keep it in mind. Take it to heart, you rebels. This is God talking, not me. I'm a simple human being like you guys. Take it to heart, you rebels. Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning. From ancient times, what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. From the east, I summon a bird of prey. From a far off land, a man to fulfill my purpose. Why me? Don't worry. He got it. And if you are with him or in him, forget about the whys. Listen to me, you stubborn-hearted. You who are now far from my righteousness. I am bringing my righteousness near. It is not far away. And my salvation will not be delayed. I will grant salvation to Zion, my splendor to Israel. Daniel 11:36 says, the king will do as he pleases. He will exalt and magnify himself above every god, and will say unheard of things against the God of gods. He will be successful until the time of wrath is completed. For what has been determined must take place. What you can do, what I can do. to add more or to remove to what he already said. We just need to believe in Jesus Christ, that what he did is good enough. And through him, he already determined what is going to be all of us, blessing or salvation or sickness or healing, everything. Everything. I know it's kind of a weird topic and message, but I hope it's going to be a blessing in our life. At least for me it is. And I want to finish with these verses just to clarify. John 3:16, you guys know this scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Amen. We agree on that. Romans 10:9, if you declare in your with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As the scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's it. It's there. So then why we are learning about the predestination in Romans, Corinthians, and Ephesians? Because he already determined something through his son Jesus Christ. And the people that believe in that will be blessed, will be safe, will be transformed, and will be receiving all the blessings that anyway, whatever you're going through or whatever I'm going through in my life, why me? There's nothing that it can move you out of that love, out of that determination that he already declared through Jesus Christ. Just make sure that you are through Jesus Christ. Just make sure that we are in that heart and mind that we believe in him. Philippians 2:12-14. Philippians 2. Oh, it's there. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Next one. Next one. For it is God who works in you. Who? To will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. It's not you. It's not me. It's what he already determined. Hallelujah. Do everything without grumbling and arguing. Forget about it. I know we always think about this topic about that, election. According to scripture, he's giving the opportunity to everyone to be saved. Everyone that believes in his son Jesus Christ, because he fulfilled everything according to the covenant that he already declared, whatever God already determined from the beginning of the creation. Now you and me, we are here, and if we believe in that and live through Jesus Christ, you already know your determination. The determination that he already declared in your life, you already know it. Enjoy it. Have fun. Live the life. Forget about the other things. Forget about sickness. Forget about struggles. All also the good stuff. I know maybe we are in a high position. We have good, we are wealthy. Maybe we are a manager. We are a big leader in this place that God put you. Why me? Enjoy it. Have fun. Don't take it like it's you. It's Him doing everything. So in other words, at the end of all the determination of all this, it is because it's for His glory. It's not for your glory. It's for His glory. At the end of the day, it's for His glory, everything. So anyway, in the hospital, in the company, in the church, in my house, in your house, it's for His glory. So enjoy it. Proverbs 16:4. Daniel 11:36 says, the success of the king, it will be until just one point. Everything have their beginning and the end. Well, His glory, eternal. And if we are here to be part of that determination of Him, of His glory, enjoy it. 16:1, to humans belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the proper answer. All a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. The Lord works out everything to its proper, and even the wicked for a day of disaster. The Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this, they will not go unpunished. But He's going to do it, not you and me. Let Him do it. Because according to Scripture, when you read the verses that we just read, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. To humans belong the plans of the heart. All persons' ways seem pure to them. That's you and me. That's our hearts. And the Spirit of the Lord, know what do you have in your heart and your mind. And if He's talking to you and He's giving you some guidance to do something, just do it. Believe and trust in the Spirit of the Lord. He's the one. Don't do your own things. But motives are weighed by the Lord. So you might have a good intention, but what is the motive of that intention? It is really what He wants? It is really according to His pleasure and will? The Spirit of the Lord will teach us to be holy and blameless through Jesus Christ. So every time that you and I were thinking about why me, it's all for His glory. Thank you for this blessing. Thank you for these struggles that we are going in our life. Thank you for putting me in this place and position, because it's for your glory. And And that's the only thing that I need to worry about. That's it. Praise God. Praise God for his word, for his scripture. Thank you for the blessings that he's doing in our life. Thank you for all the understanding and all the wisdom that we need to continue living this life over here on the earth. Like Romans 11:13 says, oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgment and his path beyond tracing out. Thank you, God, for your blessings. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your knowledge. Thank you for all the opportunities that you're doing in our life. Thank you for the places that you're putting us. Maybe there's some places that we don't want to be or that we don't like it in our flesh, in our hearts, in our own understanding. But for you, for your glory, through Jesus Christ, we praise you. We worship you because that's going to be for your pleasure and will. And we are here to do your will in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We praise you. Thank you for the church. Thank you for everyone here today. Thank you because I know sometimes we have that question. Why? Why me? Why I need to go through this? Why I need to be here? Why? Why? Because all these people are doing this and I don't see anything that is happening to them. I'm not doing those things. Why? It's for his glory. He will glorify himself. He will do what he needs to do. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, God, thank you. We worship you and we praise you. We declare all these things with all the humble hearts and respect to you, to your presence. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Would you stand and join us for one last song?